AI. So ChatGPT just stopped being a chatbot. This week, OpenAI rolled out something called ChatGPT Work, and it doesn't just answer your questions anymore, it goes and does the work. Opens your files, touches your apps, finishes the task while you're getting coffee. Let that sink in for a second. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, ChatGPT Work. Here's what's actually going on for 3 years now. We've all gotten used to a certain relationship with these tools. AI, you ask a question, it gives you an answer, and then you, the human, go do something with that answer. You copy it into an email, you paste it into a spreadsheet. You're the middleman between the AI's brain and the actual work getting done. ChatGPT Work cuts out the middleman. That middleman is you, by the way. The idea is that this thing can now reach across your applications and your files and actually execute multi-step tasks. AI, not here as a draft, but I opened the doc, I made the edit, I moved it to the folder, done. It's the difference between a really smart intern who talks a big game and one who actually turns in the report before you ask twice. And here's where it gets interesting. This isn't really a story about a chatbot getting smarter. It's a story about OpenAI deciding that the real money isn't in being clever, it's in being useful in the most boring, unglamorous way possible. Nobody pays a premium for eloquence. Companies pay for hours saved, and that's exactly the door OpenAI just kicked open. AI, I think this is one of those moments that looks small on a Tuesday and looks massive in hindsight. Because the second an AI can act, not just talk, the entire conversation changes. It's not did it say something smart, it's did it do the thing, right? Without me checking its work at 3 in the morning. And honestly, that's the scary part too. When a tool only gives you words, the worst case is it wastes your time. When a tool can act across your files and your apps, the worst case is it does the wrong thing. Quietly, somewhere you're not looking. AI, which funny enough brings us to story number 2. Because while everyone was busy getting excited about ChatGPT doing their job for them, something else was happening quietly underneath all that excitement, a much less flashy, much more uncomfortable question. If you're thinking, wait, didn't we spend the last year hearing about AI hallucinating facts? Yeah, we did. And now we're handing that same technology the keys to our actual files and our actual apps. So what happens when it hallucinates an action instead of a sentence? Think about it this way. AI, if ChatGPT tells you the wrong capital of a country, that's embarrassing. If an AI agent with access to your work files decides to delete the wrong version of a document or send something to the wrong person or approve a step it shouldn't have, that's not embarrassing anymore. That's a Tuesday afternoon disaster. And this is the quiet story running underneath every single one of these agent announcements right now from every major AI company. It's not, can the AI do the task? It's, can we trust it enough to let it permissions, auditability, who's watching what it touched and what AI. That stuff isn't exciting. Nobody writes a punchy headline about robust access control layer, but it might genuinely be the entire ballgame. Here's my honest take. I don't think the technology is the hard part anymore. I think the hard part is the trust infrastructure around it, the boring plumbing that makes sure when an AI acts on your behalf, it acts the way you'd actually want, and you can see exactly what it did if something goes sideways. Companies that nail that boring part, they win. Companies that just chase flashy demos, they're gonna have a very bad viral moment eventually. AI. So yeah, headline one is AI can finally do your work. Headline two, quietly sitting right underneath it, is, and now we have to figure out if we actually trust it to, okay? Quick hits before we go. Anthropic's been leaning harder into its own version of this, agents that don't just chat but actually operate tools and interfaces directly, which tells you this isn't an OpenAI thing, this is the entire industry's next move. AI. Google's been building similar territory into its workspace and browser agent tools. So if you use Gmail or Docs, don't be shocked when your AI starts finishing tasks in there too, not just drafting them. And somewhere on Reddit this week, someone summed up the whole vibe perfectly. Basically saying, cool, now I don't even have to pretend I did my own work, I just have to pretend I checked it. Which, honestly, a little too accurate. So here's the big picture, the thing connecting everything today, we just crossed a line. AI isn't auditioning to be your assistant anymore. AI, it's already got the job. The question we should all be asking isn't how smart is it? We've been asking that for years, and honestly, it's smart enough. The real question now is, how much are we willing to hand over before we've actually built the guardrails to catch it when it's wrong? Because the tools are moving fast. The trust is going to have to catch up. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.